a watch on your wrist or a ring on your finger detect COVID-19? Well, maybe. Researchers at Stanford University are among several groups looking into whether wearable devices like smartwatches can help people identify a coronavirus infection before it spreads. Aaron Broden has been writing about this and this research for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
So besides just counting steps or tracking your heart rate, scientists really think wearables like Fitbit and Apple Watches might actually be able to detect early coronavirus signs. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this definitely does not mean, you know, if you have a Fitbit, if you have an Apple Watch, if you have an Oura Ring, you are protected against COVID. But this is early research, and essentially what it says is that by tracking things including your temperature, your sleep and activity levels, and most importantly, your heart rate variability, we can start to see early signs that people might be infected with coronavirus. And critically, this is even before people start to even feel sick, feel any symptoms at all.
How was the Stanford University study conducted, and who participated in it?
So I have been looking at about three studies, all of which just conveniently happened to come from California, where I'm from. At Stanford, they honed in on heart rate variability because for them, it appeared to be one of the key signalers of a potential coronavirus infection. And that's because when the body starts to mount a response to a foreign threat, what you tend to see is heart rate picks up quite rapidly. And they saw that in their study, that compared with people's baselines, people's normal average heart rate over time, they saw a noticeable uptick in kind of the pitter-patter of their hearts.
For this UC San Francisco study, they partnered with Oura, the makers of smart rings. Can you tell us more about their study and participants?
What it is essentially is it's a wearable that's just a ring. But for this study specifically, Oura homed in on temperature changes, and they found that their temperatures picked up days before they felt sick. And this was something that they could see in an algorithm that they built and were tracking.
People interested in tracing COVID-19 exposure through their Fitbit or smart ring also have to think about something else that we talk a lot about when it comes to new technology, and that's the data collected. So who has access to this data?
It does seem like they're going to good lengths here to ensure that the data stays with the patient, for example, or user, I should say. For example, a lot of them take what's known as kind of a federated learning approach, I believe, where some of the data, it gets stored specifically on your device rather than floated up to the cloud where it can be shared with lots of folks. Then when it is shared, your personal identifiers, your name, your age, those sorts of things are scraped from that information so that then, you know, a bunch of anonymized, aggregated data is kind of floats up to the cloud, and there it can be analyzed without connecting any specific data point down to any specific human being.
How promising is this research, and when will this feature be available for consumers?
It is really early, but it is really promising. But a lot of these devices are not cheap. If and when this research does turn into actual products that people can use, I hope that there is a sustained effort to ensure that there's equitable access to this stuff.
That's Aaron Broden with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thank you so much.
Thank you.